Welcome back. So today I'm going to have the first tasting of batch 4 of 2024. These are the only four batches. We're getting ready to go on vacation. I don't know when you're going to see this. So I didn't want to brew any. So I would say the last 3 weeks I haven't brewed anything. I just didn't want to mess with it. When I get back, I'll brew more. But yeah, so this is batch 4 of 24. I've got a couple more 2023 batches to review that all get cleared out. Then we're all on to 24. I should have 6 to 7, maybe 8 batches going all the time. So what I've been doing, and you can comment down below. Hopefully this comes through. There you go. Batch 24-4, bottle 1. Now, I only put the bottle 1 on the first bottle. That means small batch, 1.25 gallons going into the fermenter. I bottled directly out of the fermenter. So this is the first one. I just wanted to see if it was going to be more cloudy. So 2 pounds of Roar 2-Row Pale Malt 2-Row. 4 ounces of Carafoam. 4 ounces of Golden Promise. Just kind of getting to that New England, like, haziness in there. And then 0.35 ounces of Strata at 30 minutes, 0.25 ounces of Brew 1 at 5 minutes. Then for the dry hop, 0.21 ounces of Brew 1, then 0.25 ounces of Strata. I ran out of Brew 1. So that's why those are off. Bottled on 3-3, so 2 weeks old. I always try and do the first review 2 weeks just to see. Ended at 5 bricks, so 6.14% ABV. Beersmith did call this to be 5.4, which is weird. I did write on here, so my post-spoil gravity was 1049 instead of 53. But I did have a little over 1.25 gallons. How much? I don't know. On the Mr. Beer kegs, it's got a line for 1, and I think 1.5 and 2, something like that. And I was up more than I was closer to that 1.5. So I don't know how much over, but that yeast just took off. SO4 yeast. If you've been following me, if you haven't, make sure you hit that subscribe button and ring that bell. But the batches in 2023, the first 5, didn't attenuate all the way. Now I'm not having any issues. So I don't know if it was too cold or what it was. They're in the same exact place. So it is what it is. Let's go ahead and get this open. I want to say 6. I use 6 small pearl carbonation tablets instead of 7. Okay, hiss, good smoke. Using a smaller glass. See if I can get some kind of head on there. So that Carafoam should help with the head retention, give us some more. Then the Golden Promise should give us some haziness. I just finished the review for 24-3, batch 3 of 24. Off-white colored head, bubbles dissipating, golden yellow in color. Huh. I mean, if anything, this should be dry. I'm guessing this is going to be dry because it over-attenuated in my mind. But, man, so much for Golden Promise giving you a hazy beer. Holy cow, that is clear. But let's go ahead and smell. A little toasted malt, a little dankness. I want to say pineapple, dank pineapple. That Brew 1's supposed to give you pineapple. I'm sure getting it out of this one. Maybe it's because the Strata, Strata have dankness? It smells a little malty too. Like a little malty, dank, fruity pineapple is what I'm getting. Let's go ahead and taste. Like toasted pineapple? Light toasted pineapple? Malty toasted pineapple? Which we're only using 4 ounces of Golden Promise. Why am I getting toasted malt? I do get toasted malt out of Golden Promise, like doing smash beers, but I'm also getting it out of here. Yeah, like a little dank bitterness, toasted pineapple. Carbonation needs to come up some. That graininess, that toasted grain, I think is a little too much, but there is some bitterness. Like eating the middle part of a pineapple, I'm definitely getting that. Huh. And here on batch 3, I was like, if this has pineapple, I can't tell you. I can definitely get it out of this. Yeah, the carbonation is low. It needs more carbonation. It needs a little bit more time. Nice and smooth. I hope a little... Maybe Strata and Brew 1 need something else, another hop to help push it. Because I almost want to say, in another Strata, I was saying, like, how is this so good mixed with other stuff, but it's, I wouldn't say bad, but so dull by itself. So I guess some hops are going to play off others a little bit more. And it's almost like these need like a Citra or a Mosaic or something else behind it. Yeah, so this experiment, I would say, was a fail. I wanted to get close to that New England IPA. And we didn't get there. Now, obviously, if I use, maybe if I used more Golden Promise malt, but I was thinking that would just give it some haziness. And that is not the case. Overall, still good. I would score this one higher than Batch 3. I'd probably go 3.75 out of 5. Definitely drinkable. I'll drink on this until this one's gone. But yeah, a little bit more carbonation. Maybe tone down that malt just a little bit. I think the bitterness is good. It's where it needs to be. It's just more fruitiness, more citrus, more stuff needs to come out, in my opinion. So maybe a bigger dry hop or maybe something else in the boil. But if you brewed with Brew 1 or Strata, leave a comment down below.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.